Another issue I wanted to ask you about, because certainly response adaptive therapy is really a great strategy, but is the question of quality of PET scanning and PET scanning interpretation. There's some situations in the community where the PET scanner's kind of out in the parking lot in a van or something. I don't know the exact quality of the readers. How much of an issue is this from a really practical point of view? Is it really doesn't really matter, or does it actually matter?
Well, it doesn't matter if you don't change therapy based on what the findings are, but certainly if you are changing therapy based on the result of a PET scan, then it is very clinically meaningful. The variability in PET scan readership, even among very good radiologists, has been noted. The Deauville scoring system, which should be standard, I believe, in the reading of lymphoma, has tried to mitigate this with internal controls and variations in glucose. But still, there are differences between what individual radiologists and the quality of scanners will provide. There is a certain false positivity rate of PET scans as well, which is important because if you are considering escalating patients to, say, BICOP or even in some cases transplant, in young patients like this, you really should be very certain that this is disease and not a false positive PET. And that gets back to the point that PET positivity is variable as well. There are some patients with a single isolated region that is PET positive and those with 10 residual lesions that remain PET positive, which is much more convincing, in my opinion, for refractory disease. So I think that there is a clinical variation in how one interprets the data, but there's also a radiologic variability that must be taken into account.